Harper Audio presents Life Sentences by Laura Lippman. Performed by Linda Emond. Copyright 2009 by Laura Lippman. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. Chapter 1. Well, the bookstore manager said, it is Valentine's Day. It's not that bad, Cassandra wanted to say in her own defense. But she never wanted to sound peevish or disappointed. She must smile, be gracious, and self-deprecating. She would emphasize how wonderfully intimate the audience was, providing her with an opportunity to talk, have a real exchange, not merely prate about herself. Besides, it wasn't tragic, drawing 30 people on a February night in the suburbs of San Francisco, on Valentine's Day. Most of the writers she knew would kill for 30 people under these circumstances, under any circumstances. And there was no gain in reminding the bookseller, her memory was increasingly buggy, that Cassandra had drawn almost 200 people to this same store on this precise date 4 years earlier, because that might imply she thought someone was to blame for tonight's turnout. And Cassandra Fallows didn't believe in blame. She was famous for it, or had been. She also was famous for rallying, and she did just that as she took 5 minutes to freshen up in the manager's office, brushing her hair and reapplying lipstick. Her hair, her worst feature as a child, was now her best, sleek and silver, but her lips seemed thinner. She adjusted her earrings, smoothed her skirt, reminding herself of her...